Hachette Audio presents Wonderland, written by Zoya Stage, read by Exie Sands. Dedication. For the cherished women who keep me sane, Deb, Lisa, and Paula. And for the superhero moms who carry the world. There were no words. Words no longer existed. Time and consciousness were fluid, abstract. But there was an awareness, and with it, an urgency. Death. Death. Death, like a drum beat, calling from the past. It had a familiar scent. Death. As if she had encountered it before. 1. Orla tried not to think of it as an amputation, but that's how it felt. When they left the New York City apartment behind, that was a leg. She'd hobbled northward weeks ago, and now, waving goodbye to her husband's Plattsburgh family, that was an arm. She buckled her seatbelt with her remaining hand, gazed down at her remaining foot, boot clad and muddy. This body would never dance again. No more exhilarating reveals as the curtain rose on the stage. No more applause. No more making her sinewy limbs as fluid as a piece of music. Only bare bones living, and endless woods. Shaw had been such a good partner in the first couple of weeks after her retirement. He'd focused daily on the positives. Her perpetually strained muscles could finally heal. She'd suffer no more blackened toenails. She wouldn't have to spend hours a day in the company of sweaty, smelly people. In the spirit of the new life they were planning, she'd acknowledge the truthfulness of his optimism, but she didn't have a clear memory of having made such complaints, at least not frequently, and not with the intention of wishing her life had been different. Sometimes the writer's pencils wore down, and sometimes the painter's brushes became stiff. These were casual obstacles of the trade, as were her aches, not reasons to abandon one's art. Yet she knew, in her marrow. 41 was old for a ballet dancer, and everything required more effort than it once had. The time had come. And she'd agreed. The end of her time would mark the beginning of Shaw's. It was his turn to pursue his artistic dreams. Some days she felt nothing but the excitement of such a big change, a true adventure. But other days, moving deep into the Adirondacks was a bit more extreme than what she'd once envisioned. When leaving the city meant moving to a place like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?